Bogota, Colombia. The governor of Sinaloa, Ruben Rochamoya, returned to office today after taking a leave of absence in May following a U.S. indictment over suspected ties to the Sinaloa cartel organized crime group. Rocha made the decision to temporarily step down from his post after the U.S. Justice Department announced a raft of charges against him in April. But today, Rocha denied any wrongdoing and said he intends to see through his term, which ends on October 31, 2027, threatening a rift in diplomatic relations between Washington and Mexico City. On April 29, U.S. authorities charged Rocha with narcotics importation conspiracy and weapons possession, which carry a minimum sentence of 40 years and up to life in prison. Despite being backed by President Claudia Sheinbaum, who called for clear evidence of wrongdoing, Rocha requested a leave of absence on May 1. But today, the politician made a shock return to office, reporting to the government palace of Sinaloa to resume his duties. There is not even the slightest evidence to support the claim that I engaged in any criminal conduct. In other words, I have not committed any crime, according to our country's constitutional and legal framework, wrote Rocha in a post on X. The governor added he had been cleared by the country's attorney general's office. But U.S. authorities allege that Rocha had been backed by a faction of the Sinaloa cartel during his 2021 election campaign. They alleged that Los Chapitos, a group run by the sons of jailed kingpin Joaquin, El Chapo Guzman, had kidnapped and threatened Rocha's political rivals in exchange for guarantees of impunity. They also indicted Senator Enrique Inzunza and eight other current and former officials for drug trafficking and weapons offenses. Inzunza and Rocha belong to Morena, Mexico's ruling party headed by President Sheinbaum. Analysts say the president undoubtedly had a role in Rocha's return. Sheinbaum has made a very clear decision to draw a red line with the United States, said Carlos Ramirez Fuentes, co-director at Integralia, a Mexican political and economic risk consultancy. The red line is that she is not willing to grant the United States any extradition requests or information related to Morena politicians, explained the analyst. He believes the decision was largely to protect the unity of Sheinbaum's party in Mexico and prevent infighting and splits. But Ramirez noted the move does not come without risks. This will be seen in Washington as an open challenge by the Mexican government. He explained that Rocha's return could aggravate elements within Washington, particularly security agencies, and is likely to provoke a response. The two neighbors are actively engaged in talks about a host of bilateral issues, including security, trade, and migration. Rocha's return could threaten those discussions. It's not that there will be a response tomorrow or next week, but there will be a response, said the analyst. Featured image description, Ruben Rochamoya. Featured image credit at Rochamoya VX.